Hello and welcome again to another video with Pastor Deborah. We are still working through Volume 1 in the Kingdom of Agape Love, Prayer and Fasting, as you can see on the board. We're working through Pastor Deborah's journey, her experiences, the learning she had to have to learn how to help people the Lord's way. Yeah, I had a lot to learn because I had been trained and educated in the ways of the world, the ways of mental health counseling, the ways of science and psychology and biology. Nothing was ever presented to me in my classes, my supervision, my experience of the spiritual realm, the spiritual way of doing things, the way of the Lord through fasting and prayer. Not even in most of the churches that I attended talked about helping people His way. Oh, they quoted the scriptures, but they never applied them to the problems people were having. So I, who had been given a heart to help people and had been brought up in a family of military officers, freedom fighters, that would march into hell if necessary to set captives free of oppression and slavery, just like you would see in World War I and World War II. I came from that kind of background, dedicated to service and duty and honor, that I would go into another country and help people I didn't even know, fight, set them free, protect them, guard them, and get them free of oppressors, other nations and governments. That was my background. And then on top of that was the mental health counseling. But I never made the link, never made the connections into the realm of the spirit, until God called me out of that back in 1993, I believe it started. And He started helping me through prayer and fasting, His way, not my way, not the way of religion, but the way He desired. And in these lessons we've been doing here in prayer and fasting, the Lord's way, in Volume 1 of the Kingdom of Agape Love, we've been working through that fasting and prayer, the Lord's way. We had finished up in lesson number 11, and we had finished up our scripture that said, after I learned how to pray and fast the Lord's way and loose myself from oppression and wickedness and the yokes of bondage, which I think I told you my pew story about how I was in bondage to a pew and didn't even know it, and how God said once I did that His way, then I was to set other people free from their yokes and bonds of wickedness spiritually, in their mind, in their spirit. Yeah. And then I learned in verse 8 of that scripture, let me see what it was. We were working in Isaiah 58, 1 through 14. And we had just finished up the last verse, verse 14. And we were moving on. No, excuse me. We had finished verse 8. And that took us through the part that once I got set free of my own yokes and bondages, then my spiritual light of freedom would shine out to others, and I could help them. And then that took me, if you'll learn about Pastor Deborah, excuse me, I'm scrolling here, so I'm reading off the website. God taught me from the Word. He would take me to one passage, and then I'd follow the scripture reference to another, back and forth I went, writing them out, following them, looking them up in the dictionary, the Strong Concordance. He was teaching me through the Word, through His Holy Spirit. So I want to pick up in this next lesson we're in now, lesson number 12, with Exodus 14, 19. Okay, before we begin, what do we do? That's right, everybody knows we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all those precious spiritual ones you have brought today here in the garden to learn about Pastor Deborah's journey and how she eventually became the shepherd of the garden here on earth so that all could come and learn from you, Father, for it is your word, it is your light, it is your freedom and your deliverance that we all need, even if we don't know it. Yeah. Pastor Deborah didn't know she was in bondage to a pew. She didn't know she had fear and oppression and was yoked to other things and people. But thank you for helping Pastor Deborah and help these people as we work through your words. Let your light and your Holy Spirit shine on them so they will see and learn how Pastor Deborah learned. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, let's pick up here in lesson number 12. We are in the scripture reference from the King James Bible called Exodus 14 through 19 from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible, verse 19. So after I get my yokes of bondage broken off and I am now yoked through prayer and fasting, the Lord's way, to the Lord himself. This is what happens. Verse 19, and the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, it will go before Pastor Deborah, out into the wilderness where it's taking me, out where I have never been before. It will go there. It will lead me and guide me. And it will remove itself, and it will go also behind me. And the pillar of cloud will always be back there, my rear guard. And it went before my face, and it would stood there, and I could see it, that I am with you. Don't go here. Follow the cloud. Stop. Go. So the angel of God was always with you once you become yoked with him. Even if it looked strange, or other people thought that you're kind of crazy, or why are you doing that? I'm having to do that now with these vaccinations due to COVID. I prayed to God about getting vaccinated. Husband and all friends got it from the world. God said, I will vaccinate you. So one night, I get this power surge, this anointing, whatever you want to call it, into me. He said, now you're vaccinated from all that's coming, all the variants. Now I have to hold. I have to speak to people and say, I have been vaccinated by God. I'm yoked to him now. Even if it means I don't see family and friends and I cannot travel and I cannot do what everybody else is doing because they have the ways of the world. They are vaccinated. I have been yoked off of that. God's angel has become my protection. He is before me. He is behind me. And I have to tell people, well, if I can't see you because, and they are fearful I might die, I have to trust God. I'm out in the wilderness, sort of speaking. I have to be yoked to him through prayer and fasting that he's got my back. That he's not going to let me go and get sick and die until my job is done here on earth. Maybe it'll be until I'm 120. That's biblical that God gives you to 120. The biological body has to stay strong. You mentally have to stay strong. So we learn when you do it his way, his angel of God becomes your protector, your leader, your guider, your guard. And that takes us to Isaiah 52:12 in the Authorized King James Version. Verse 12, for you shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight or fear. I shall not go into this world. I've been vaccinated by God. Now, not everybody gets that, even though we're all equal. Some people don't seek that, and they only seek the ways of the world. I'm the type, if God tells me to get vaccinated in the ways of the world, then I do that. If he tells me I will vaccinate you, then I must learn to trust him. He gave me the spiritual and physical experience of that. I am yoked to him. No matter what is said or challenged, I'm not going out with haste. I follow the social distancing rules. I wear my mask. I hand sanitize. I keep 6 feet distance. At this time in my life, I'm not into sports and flying and traveling and doing all the things that the rest of the world is doing. Been there, done that. I'm into getting the teaching done. But I still have to go out to Walmart, go to the bank, do other things. So I take precautions. But God says I won't have to go out there into that world with haste, nor with flight or fear, for the Lord will go before me. He will clear the germs out of the way. He will put a guard and protect me. And the God of Israel, which means prince, which I am of, will be my rear guard and my protection, my watchman and my shepherd. I have to believe that. I have to trust those words. And I have to act on them, even when pressure comes from family, friends, the outside. I have to trust God. Now, not everybody goes through this kind of journey, but Pastor Deborah always has, because what I was going to be going into, the kingdom of darkness and powerful demonic stuff and humans, I had to be fully yoked, fasted off everything but him, and fully and completely one with him. Now let's go back to Isaiah 58. We're still working through it. 9 through 14. We'll pick up with verse 9. Then shall you, O spirit person, after I have gone out with the pillar in front of me, the cloud behind me, not out in haste or fear, trusting God, he's leading me. Then shall you, O spirit person, Pastor Deborah, call and pray and petition me, and the Lord shall answer you. You shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. My prayers have got to be answered. But they can only be answered if they're heard. You don't know, once you enter into this relationship of prayer and fasting off of all bands of wickedness and being yoked to the world and having only God as your lead, you're not listening to other things. You take precautions. I understand the biological body. I eat right. I exercise, try my hardest to keep the weight off. I stay in peace with the Lord. Yeah. And he is saying, now that you are with me, and he is my protection, he's going in front of me, preparing the way, clearing the path. So you will see that in World War II. You had people that would go through minefields first, clear the path for the tanks. Because you're going through some minefields in this world. So he says, I'll go before you. Don't you go out in haste. You stay behind me. And I'll protect you. Okay? So this is how it... Okay? He's my rear guard. He's watching out for snipers. He's watching out for people trying to come in behind me when I'm not looking and hurt me. And he says, when you get in that place... Verse 9 says, then shall me, Pastor Deborah here, call to him, pray, petition him, and he will answer me. And he shall say, here I am, Pastor Deborah. If you take away, verse 9, from the midst of the yoke. So if you take away the middle of, from the middle of you, Pastor Deborah, up here, in your spirit and in your soul, this yoke of the heavy bondage, and I stop putting forth the finger and speaking of vanity. I stop with all the words of pride, unfruitfulness, deceit, lying. I stop blaming others for things, and I look to the source. He says, if you do that, he's trying to get Pastor Deborah and you to do certain things. I just had a precious 7-year-old child ask me, well, doesn't God treat everybody the same? He wants the same for everybody. Freedom. Being one with him. But he will work with each other, each person, differently. Some people need hard tests. Others were quick learners like Pastor Deborah. We're all going to be tried, tested. We all have to deal with our soul and our fears and our customs and our traditions. And each one of us learns at different speeds, in different ways, by different methods. So he treats us all in our learning and in getting us free differently. And I'll tell you the story. I had been in deliverance working with a precious young lady named Dawn. She was a multi-generational Satanist who had come to this revival at Brownsville. I was not involved at first, but when I got involved in her deliverance sessions, they did a lot of work with her. I saw God do powerful things, and we got down to some real deep stuff. And then she left or something happened. Well, years later, I was driving up on the interstate somewhere, and God said, I am not finished with Dawn yet. I go, okay, what do you want me to do? You want me to drive? I think she lived in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Never knew if that was her real name. Didn't know her last name. Never had any records. Didn't know what church she was a singer in. Didn't know anything except Dawn. That was it. And I said, okay, do you want me to go by myself, get a hotel room, go try to find her? And he said, no. Well, then how are you going to finish your work? I have to go somewhere and get with her physically, because that's how I learned deliverance. You had to be in the physical presence of somebody to cast out spirits. But I had to learn there was more to deliverance. So I'm listening to a certain song on the radio, a CD rather, while I'm driving. And God led me to pray. I prayed a prayer of deliverance for her and anybody else he wanted to finish up, had to do with deliverance of the unholy spirit that had come into these multi-generational children, who was taking the place of the real Holy Spirit deep in the spiritual life of the person. And I prayed that that thing would be gone. And then a song came on. And I was immediately taken spiritually to the throne room. All these young, precious, spiritual children, even Dawn, who had this unholy spirit in them, were now dancing and singing in the throne room because they had been set free. I saw the results of God's desire after being set free myself. Not going out in haste, being yoked just to him, and him saying to me, here I am. Him and I were working together. But I thought the only way I knew to do deliverance, I had to be in the physical presence of somebody. But I later learned that Jesus Christ was asked that by a mother for her daughter who was being vexed of a devil. And he said, go home, it's done. He never saw the daughter. He just did it. And when you are with God doing things His way, you are unyoked from training. And I had to get unyoked from deliverance training, the way of the world, the way I was taught, to a different way, even though it's all spiritual. The world opened up to Pastor Deborah. And so here we all were up in the throne room dancing and singing to this song that was playing on this CD. And I knew deliverance had been done on Dawn. God had finished His work in her spiritually. When I had stopped blaming people, speaking vanity, which means unprofitable words and prayer, God could work. All right, Psalms 12:2. The Authorized King James Version. Verse 2. They speak vanity, empty, fruitless words, filled with pride. Every one of his neighbor, with flattering lips, and the tongue that speaks proud, haughty things. Do you know anybody like that? That is something that prayer and fasting and unyoking, the Lord's way, must be dealt with. Pastor Deborah got dealt with that. Vain and empty prayers. How many times have you heard people say, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for the nation. They go to church. They make the sign of the cross. And yet they vote for laws to kill and murder babies in abortion. And say that's just a human health care need of the mama. Even though their denomination, their faith says it is wrong to murder a child and innocent. Killing is wrong, and yet they allow it by law. They have no more conscience. Their conscience has been seared. They are serving the image and likeness of Satan. They are one of his children. In their soul and maybe their spirit, for he is the father of murder, of lies, deceit. He is the father of it, the source. And he is saying, until you give up these vain and empty and fruitless words, filled with pride, it's all about me. I want to have this legacy. I want to be like this person. I want to be like that. I want this kind of legacy. I want people to be speaking about me. I want people in other nations to love me and because I let them in. I want this. I want to free. Till you can give that up and only do what God wants you to do. And it says, and everyone with his neighbor. So if you are speaking lies and filled with pride, even with your neighbor, okay? Your neighbor is all of humanity. And trying to be somebody through your flattering lips and your tongue that speaks proud and haughty things. That ain't good. Takes me off to 1 Samuel 2:3. The Authorized King James Version. Can you see how God had led Pastor Deborah? He is teaching me how to fast and pray the Lord's way through scriptures. He's showing me what you need to be fasted off of, what happens when you do, how he will hear you. So 1 Samuel 2:3 says, talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Do you do that? I, my government. My philosophies, my democratic view, what I want, what I think is best for all of humanity or this country. I. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth. We hear it everywhere, especially by politicians and leaders of companies. Yeah. For the Lord is a God of knowledge. And by him, actions are weighed. He looks at that. A lot of these people think, I can bamboozle, deceit you, bewitch you, get the media to work, cut you off, take you out of social media, and you will stop doing what you're doing. And we can get on with what we want to do. And there's only two kingdoms on this earth. The kingdom of heaven, love, joy, and peace. That is bound and yoked to this God of Isaiah. Or you are serving King Satan, the god of this world, and his kingdom of darkness. There's no place in between. Now let's go back to Isaiah 58, 10 through 14. Verse 10. And if you, O spiritual person, Pastor Deborah here, spiritually draw, bring out your soul from the light shining in your spirit. Okay? From my spirit, out from my soul. That's what's talking to you when I talk on Zooms. My light of my spirit, of freedom, this prayer and fasting, this yokeness with God, this freedom of oppression and bondage that I have found comes from my spirit. I have to bring it out through my soul, through my words to you, to the spiritually hungry, the people that are hungry for agape love and light and truth, that are not yet spiritually satisfied or fed, so that light can come forth and heal the spiritually afflicted, the wounded and the broken, the hungry, the thirsty souls of them, which I just did that. I just did a telehealth with a young 7-year-old this morning. She was telling me about her fears of getting up in front of people, fearful when her parents fight, fearful of an electronic robotic vacuum, the noise, fearful of the monkey bars, even though she's just barely off the ground. A lot of fear, and we went into her closet of darkness so she could feel better. Yeah, and she played some music that made her feel happy because it made her think of a game where she was fighting bad things and she was winning. And the music reminded her of that, and it was quiet and it was dark. A little, and in between eating potato chips and drinking milk, she was talking about her fears, and she let me pray for her. She has a lot of questions. She's dealing with this in her soul. And my job was to listen, to talk to her intelligently, pray with her, listen. I could see, I know her spirit, because I had met her spirit when she was still in the womb. And as soon as she was birthed, her spirit came to me and said, I'm here, I'm out. I've known her spirit for probably 8 years. And her spirit comes to the garden. She's a precious young lady. But her soul is in turmoil and fearful of a lot of things. And she even talked openly about how in her family she gets fearful when her parents fight. Or it's too loud. Or there's too much loud noises. Children will talk. The soul will express itself. So that's what I did this morning before this. So once you get in proper prayer and fasting, yoke to the Father. He becomes your front guard, clears the way for you. He's your rear guard. And you stop being prideful, speaking vanity and fruitlessness to your neighbors. He will hear your prayers. You will do deliverance. You will do healing just by a thought, because you are hearing his thoughts. So he is saying, I'm to bring this spiritual light and freedom and knowledge out through my soul to these thirsty and hungry spirits, to their souls of other persons. Then when I do that, shall my spiritual light, salvation, righteousness, and glory spiritually will rise up in me, come forth through my soul and my spirit in the obscurity, in the darkness of theirs, and ignorance will be as the noonday. Light will shine, be bright, and the darkness, the ignorance, will give way because light is coming in. Verse 11, and the Lord shall guide you continually by his Holy Spirit. So you can't get that until you do prayer and fasting correctly the Lord's way, and he has dealt with you on some things. And you have become one with him, and he hears your prayers. And his living words of spirit and life continually guide you through his word and spiritually satisfy your spirit and soul in times of drought or lack. of his living water. A lot of people never get it. They're trying to help people. I had a young man from, Nigeria. He's trying to help women and children. And he's getting his ministry set up. And I told him, you pray for everybody that touches your mail, the mailbox people, all the people who make the envelopes, their families. You pray and bless them. You bless the land that the mailbox is on. People are praying to help people and they need, and your letter will come across and God will speak to them. But they're also lacking in words of agape love. I even told him on this Mother's Day, don't thank me, even though I'm your spiritual mother. You give thanks and praise to the spiritual heart of God, the mother side, his likeness, agape love, that went to the cross. That's the tie and the bond of the family, love. You give him thanks because he was the mother of all creation. From his image and likeness came motherhood, came birth. Don't thank me, you thank him. That's what I had to learn, and I taught that this morning on LinkedIn. All right, so people are dying. There's lack of that kind of word of God to them. There's a lack of truth and wisdom and understanding that would make them fat and full and overflowing and rich and strong. And their spiritual bones, which have to hold under great pressure and helps gird you up. Like for me right now with all this vaccine, I'm under a lot of pressure by family and friends to get the world's vaccine. I've already been vaccinated. And I have to trust God that until my job is done and all the videos that he wants me to record and teach, I'm not going anywhere. It's not going to touch me. I take all the precautions. He goes before me and clears the germs. He's made sure. I have to be there with him, right there, just like the Israelites coming out of Egypt. I have to have that kind of dependence on him. Now, I take good care of the physical body. I am aware of bacteria. I put Neosporin up my nose. I take a lot of vitamin C, eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. I do everything I know to do to keep the physical body healthy. I try to keep stress away. I seek peace. I know to rest. I'm aware of the germs. Did you know that I prayed to God about this COVID thing? He said he created the COVID virus because he was the creator of all viruses. They are an instrument, if God needs them, of judgment, of killing the earthly body. We see that a lot in the Bible, okay? But he said he did not release it. Satan released it with satanic purposes through China. Satan released it. So I go, okay. Now, as a believer in Christ Jesus, I got authority over the germs, the viruses. I can speak to them. There is a little extra attachment to this one because Satan released it. So there are some demonics and there are some demonic purposes. God lets it go. He doesn't stop it because it was released by man. And man has authority down here, whether you're good or bad. He gave authority to the earth, to all the germs, the viruses, the life, whatever we do, we are the cause of it. And Satan is ruling most of it through his image and likeness in the soul and the spirit. And God will not interfere until a righteous king of the kingdom of heaven rises up to do battle. But you can't do battle against this other guy until you have prayed and fasted off of everything of the world and are yoked and linked to God alone. Then him and you can do battle with his stuff against that. So that's just a little bit more tidbit for you. All right. We were here talking about when you stop doing all this pride and haughty stuff, lying and bewitching and vainless, fruitless stuff that will not last. If you look through history, some of the greatest empires and nations, Rome, lasted 1,000 years. It's gone. But it is the spirit stuff behind it is trying now through many nations to come together and take over. And it went through Germany, Hitler even said he was trying to revive the Roman Empire. Because there are things at work trying to develop kingdoms, a one world kingdom, which God desires in the spirit and hearts of man, and to through culture and knowledge and wisdom to be in operation on earth. So Satan's doing the same thing, but he can't do it willingly. So he does it through violence, burning down girls' schools, killing girls who try to go to school. He does it through initiatives and programs. He does it every way, schemes and bankruptcy. He does it through lies and seducing and getting into other countries through maybe projects. He does it through any way he can. Yeah. So you have to be aware of that. So he is saying that when you get here, he'll guide you continually by his Holy Spirit. And he'll give you what you need and satisfy your spirit and soul when there's lack of drought, lack of living water, lack of his words of agape love, truth, and wisdom. I can tell you another story. I went to a church, and they're a wonderful church, wonderful praise and worship. And to get in there, and the pastor, this was years ago, was talking about the mission of that particular church, that they had orphanages over in other countries, and they were missionaries, and what they were doing in the community. He did an excellent job, did a great job. I thought it was wonderful. They had brochures about the mission of this church. And he said at the end, if you feel called to help in those areas or God leads you, then come and join the church and be a part of their missionary work, their outreach into the world and whatever they're doing. I thought it was excellent. So I go to my car and I'm sitting there waiting for my son. He's at another church. I turn on the radio and I hear a pastor preaching on angels. I don't know what he was saying. The next thing I hear is, you did not get fed today. What are you talking about? God heard what that pastor said about his man. That was not spiritual food. I had been taken an empty plate into church, expected to go to a bountiful banquet, get living water, food, and everything. And I got nothing of him. And he was contrasting it to this other preacher who was talking about angels. And as I was listening to this truth and light and knowledge of angels, I saw my right hand reach to the middle of the car and grab something. It was a piece of meat, a lamb or chicken. This story you'll get later on the website. Picked it up and started eating while I'm listening. My spirit hand was doing this. Okay? He says, now you have eaten. Now I can have holy common union with you. A golden hand showed up in front of me with a golden goblet in it with real wine, and I drank. I didn't realize that you can go to a church and not hear the word of God, not get fed the living water. You can be in drought, have no truth, no knowledge, no understanding, and it was all wasted. Pastor Deborah had to learn spiritual truths. They had to be contrasted to what I thought was good, and I had to be told it wasn't. So I didn't get anything from that church that morning that would make me fat or full, flowing over with richness of knowledge and wisdom and strength for my spiritual bones. I came away empty. That which needed to be strengthened to hold in times of battle, that would gird me up, I didn't get anything. And I couldn't then be like a well-watered garden. There was nothing planted, nothing watered. So I had this contrast between pastors, between churches. And I saw what living food was to my spirit. And I saw what living water and drink was to my spirit. Your spirit must eat food that is spiritual. And now, if you're in the other kingdom, you're eating spiritual food, but it's putrid. It's poisonous. It's filled with demonics and disease and deceptions and lies and traditions of men and religion. Yeah. So I wasn't nourished from that morning service. And he contrasted that with this other service. I didn't get any life-sustaining water that was full of what all I needed to produce its fruit and continue having this spring in me of water, of life, that I could flow out to other people. I couldn't bring any of that stuff from that church that I'd got nothing from out to you that would set you free, that would fast you off your yokes of bondages and wickedness and oppression. I got no cleansing, no altar call to get clean, no deliverance, no healing. Just come and join the church. So boy, was that an experience. And so he was teaching me that there is a difference. So I want to end right here with that. Verse 11. We'll pick up with verse 12 in the next one. But please be aware that to help people the Lord's way, to live out here in this earthly world, which has two kingdoms on it, and there is the way of the world, and there's the way of God. It takes strength and courage. It takes God going in front of you, guiding you, lead. It takes you to have proper prayer and fasting off of bondages and yokes and oppression, so you can stand up under the pressure. I'm getting asked frequently by family, and I get little snide remarks about the vaccines are available. The vaccines, I said, I've already been vaccinated. And they're all saved, they're all believers of Christ, but there's still too much in the ways of the world. And Satan cannot kill me yet. And death has no right to take me till I complete my job that I was put on this earth to do, and it's not done. I may get hit, and I have. I have been poisoned. I have taken other people's infections, have a pacemaker. I have been shot at. I have had people try to kill me in my own home. I have been violently attacked. But they can't take me out. It's been close, but he can't do it. And every step of the way, I have to go, God, I'm not done yet. He cleans me up. If I need to repent of some things, of bitterness towards people, because I get angry at them that should know better. So he's always cleaning me. He's always getting anything out of me, revealing it to me, what I must deal with. And then we draw closer. There's a lot you'll learn later on in a story about becoming one with him. And you have to get there. Because my goal was to be as Christ Jesus, one with the Lord. Him and me and him. So you would hear his words, not mine. And I would be about the Father's business, not mine. And I would be doing his work, not mine. So Pastor Deborah wanted to help people the Lord's way. So this is one of the many ways and the journeys and the stories of getting me there years and years ago. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all those that you have brought this day, this hour, into the garden. We thank you for all those that have been able to hear these words, even in their trances, even in their closets, even through their souls and their fear, that they will learn you are there, and you are their rear guard, you are their front, you are there to help them. And they can call on you when the fear rises up. They don't have to turn to music of the world. They don't have to turn to closets. They don't have to turn to alcohol, drugs, sex, whatever, to find that peace and joy that they're looking for in their soul that only you can provide through the Spirit that has unyoked their soul and has now become yoked to you. Help them to see that, Father. Help them to have that kind of gift today, on this day. And help them to see you are the loving mother and father, all rolled into one. And we give you thanks today for this wonderful day. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right. I will see you guys again in lesson number 13 of how to fast and pray the Lord's way in this section of prayer and fasting. We will keep working through these scriptures. Looks like we're about halfway through. Then we'll start another little section that's on the website. We'll work through that and just keep on going. And eventually I'll have all of this from the website, all the stories that you have to read, on video for you. All right. Love all of you. Bye-bye. Bye, precious little one. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening and watching this video. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you stopped by today and watch. This is Pastor Deborah, and I hope you come again and watch many, many more videos and learn and grow spiritually and hear how she has helped people spiritually, the Lord's way, for many, many years. Come again, watch another one, and we welcome you to be a subscriber to the channel, to make comments. And if you wish to contact Pastor Deborah, please email her at her email address for the ministry at pastordeborah@agapelovishere.org. You can also see these videos on Twitter and on the website in the many different sections that they are put into. Enjoy, and it was once again an honor to have you watch and listen. Thank you, and come again to another video of Agape Love, Love is Here Ministries, a ministry of helping people the Lord's way that Pastor Deborah has been doing for many, many years. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.